KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Quick round of intros, and then let's jump into a song, guys.
Over here, we got on the bass, we got Matt Donovan, originally from St. Louis, Missouri. We all live in Jackson Hole, but none of us are really based there, which is pretty true, Jackson. My name is Jamie on guitar. I'm from Vermont originally. And we got Brock Benjamin over here, Master Splinter on the banjo. And he's from Lawrence, Kansas. And then we got Phil Jolly on the mandolin from currently of Salt Lake City, Utah, from Pocatello, Idaho. Here's one call, original tune called Afraid to Go Home.
Lord, I'm afraid to go home. I fear the changes I'll see, 'cause the memories I hold deep in my heart are last I want to keep. I grew up in those green rolling hills, and I left when I turned 17. Took me the old world around, and I love many a foreign girl. If things got heavy, well, I'd just leave town. Lord, I'm afraid to go home. I fear the changes I'll see, 'cause the memories I hold deep in my heart are the last I want.
Clap here, just like the tree in the forest, the one person clapping. Random Canyon Growlers, dude, you guys, that was awesome. And we're hitting the ground running here. How long you guys been playing together?
Oh, it's a pretty interesting question. We've been playing as a band for about 2.5 years, I guess. But me and Matt are the bass player here are the only two left from that original quartet, as we were.
All right.
So now we've been playing in this quartet for about 2 weeks, I guess. So, but we've all played with each other in different projects. So this is the only four people we could get on tour, and it seems like a pretty powerful four. Luckily, they're all pretty good.
You guys are the strongest. The weakest members have fallen away.
We boiled. This is a syrup.
You think?
This is a syrup.
It's like a bluegrass molasses.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of trash along the way.
This thing that the string thing tonight. Do you know what time you guys go on, or is it all just sort of a melee?
Yeah, we're playing from 9 to 9:45 tonight. And then right after us is another awesome band, the Water Tower Bucket Boys, and then Absinthe, and then Bucky Walters.
Will there be jamming, do you think?
There will be jamming. I don't know how much of it will be public because You can't include that in the ticket price. But no, I would imagine that there's a lot of playing together with other bands and stuff like that.
I swear I've seen a movie called Private Jamming once. I'm really confident of that.
I'm pretty sure you probably have.
Random Canyon Growlers here in the studio. Let's do another song, guys.
Who's standing?
Yeah, sure.
Right, this is an old standard that's not done that much. It's by Jim and Jesse McReynolds. Called Standing on a Mountain.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Darling, will you marry me? I asked the maiden fair. Turn my back on her when I looked, she was there. She left me standing.
Do a gospel tune here because we're all extremely religious people. It's called The Gospel Plow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All up in this piece here on KHUM Radio Without the Rules. We got time for more music if you guys got the time. Be coming up next here on K-HUM.
Be ready.
Yeah, we're back. It's KHUM Radio Without the Rules, joined here in the studio by the Random Canyon Growlers, which, as bluegrass band names go, pretty awesome, you guys. What's with the name Random Canyon Growlers, real quick?
It's kind of a... When we started the band, we played for a while and started getting gigs, and we didn't have a name, so we're like, well, we need to think of a name this week. We just kind of sat down, threw a lot of words together, and Random Canyon actually came from a group called the Holy Modal Rounders.
Oh, okay.
'60s just kind of trip grass insanity.
Wasn't Sam Elliott in that band?
He may have been. It was originally a duo, and then they like four or five people went through it as well.
Or was it Sam Shepard?
Sam Elliott is the actor.
Yeah, Sam Elliott, the
Samuel
actor, probably
Elliott
not.
Jackson was in it. But,
Samuel L. Jackson was in the Holy Modal Rounders.
Our band is named after Samuel L. Jackson. But don't tell anybody else that.
How about some murder music?
Yeah, here's another original called Guilty of Murder.
I'm guilty of murder, I willingly admit. I killed my fiance in a jealous fit. She took another man inside her and in her heart as well. I ain't bothered by the fact I'll end up burning in hell. I was hiding in the shadows for the two to come around. Breathing heavy from the two holes I dug in the ground. The sound of my voice stopped dead in their tracks. They've been caught red-handed, there was no turning back. We'll take to the mountains, I'll head for the hills. They're gonna try to catch me, but I know they never will. I'll never stop moving, stay one step ahead. Life on the run, sure beats being dead. back. I turned around to face her, leaving him there to bleed. Well, I grabbed her by her hair and I threw her to her knees. Our tears didn't matter as we knew what was to come. I'd bury them both before the rising sun. I looked into her dying eyes, my hands felt her last breath. The tree's the only witness to my bride, my true love's dead. I'll take to the mountains, I'll head for the hills. They're gonna try to catch me, but I know they never will. I'll never stop moving, stay one step ahead. Life on the run, sure means being dead.
Let me go out on the limb or a plank here for a sec. Any Wu-Tang fans? I know that Wu-Tang fans. Okay, there you go. Right. You know, it's always like verbal street opera with Wu-Tang and Ghostface. And I realized, like, that's kind of what you were doing, except the opposite. It's like rural murder architecture music.
Exactly.
So my question is, who can say rural murderer four times fast? Who's up for it?
Rural murderer, rural murderer, rural murderer, rural murderer, rural murderer.
Man, I wish I could have transmitted the look in your eyes through the microphone, because that was psychotic. That's really that's a scary song, y'all.
Oh, thanks.
How about some redemption? Is there something else we could do here?
Yeah, Caroline, how about a love song? Yeah, let's play that gospel tune we just played. Here's you want to do Carolina in the Pines?
Sure.
Here's one about writing love songs with a girl. I mean, and then murdering the hell out of her. Just kidding, we're not gonna add that verse. Yeah, it's called Carolina in the Pines. Said she knew me, said she'd known me a long time. And she spoke of being in love with every mountain she climbed. And she talked of the trail she walked up, far above the timber line. And that night on, I knew I'd write songs with Carolina in the pine. Thank you.
clockwork, but the world's part of mine. There are nights I only feel right with Carolina in the above the timber line. That night on, I knew I'd write songs to Carolina in the
Canyon Growlers in the house.
A little bit nicer too.
It was a lot more pleasant.
Yeah.
That's a love song.
Yeah.
You guys are from Jackson Hole. What's that like? How's that going?
Matt's lived there the longest. We'll let him answer that.
Well, there's 24 hours. We got 5 inches of snow on the ground is what I heard. So,
yeah, I mean, is it like ski bum culture or Jackson Hole?
You know, it's kind of a really great mixture of cowboy western and ski bum.
Cougars.
A lot of cougars.
The large cat?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Many of them. No, it's great. I've lived there for the last 5 years, and I needed a switch from the hustle bustle of a metropolitan mountain area around Colorado. And I moved up there, and there's about 10,000 people there, and most everybody's on the same page. It's cool, and a lot of people leave because they're looking for something different because they kind of get stuck into this routine of Jackson, and then a lot of them end up coming back. So it's a great place. I love it. And I'm glad I made the switch from Colorado to Wyoming. It's kind of a different little scene up there.
Wait, the population in Jackson Hole is 10,000?
About 10,000.
That is micro.
It's actually, I think it's like less than 10,000, but in the summers and winters, it like triples because of tourism.
Wow.
So it's kind of... We got Yellowstone right there. And
so you got few people, but you have money sort of pouring into the area.
It's the second richest county
we're,
in the country.
We're all really, really wealthy people.
I
can
tell.
Because of having lived there for the last 2 years. Just
this guitar's made out of gold and snow leopard hide.
Yes. And they drove in an F-150 that was a cheetah hide on the
we're
seat.
We're each driving our own Prius on tour right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're towing Hummers.
We have Hummers with Prius roof racks.
Nice. Well, Random Canyon Growlers here. Why don't we take it up to the top of the hour if you guys can swing that? Is that cool?
It's like, oh my God, it's like
it's just a driving tune from the album Drive.
First two. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Here's a tune called Nowhere to Sleep.
I have nowhere to sleep tonight. Not a place to lay my head. If I don't get near some killing deer, somebody's gonna find me dead. Now when I first met you, I thought my life had turned. But ever since that day, my heart just burns, burns, burns. Trying to make my way back to you, but honey, I lost my way. Can't even find me a place to stay. I have nowhere to sleep tonight. Not a place to lay my head. If I don't get near some killing deer, somebody's gonna find me dead. Round of a place to sleep. And that old man Winter keeps getting me on the run, never to find my home. I have nowhere to sleep tonight, not a place to lay my head. If I don't get near some killing deer, somebody's gonna find me dead.
Random Canyon Growlers in the building. Are you college educated? I read that some of you met in college.
That's semi accurate. Me and the other guy who formed the band, who has now gotten back and got married in Vermont.
Ah.
I've known each other since high school or since before that, and we met Matt when we first came out to Jackson. And but we are college educated, I believe.
Yeah.
We are all college.
If not, in part.
In part. Yeah.
You've either gone to college or won the Kansas State Banjo Championship twice.
That's true. Wow. Yeah. Guess which one is which.
What did you guys study, just out of curiosity? What are the fields of interest?
I actually studied politics and film. And I didn't really play any live music in college. I started learning bluegrass in the beginning of college, so I wasn't really gig ready.
Politics and film with an intent to combine the two?
He's going to be the next Michael Moore.
Yeah.
It was like a bad idea, basically, right?
No, it was like I went 2.5 years without a major, and then they let you design your own major. I went to Ithaca College. They can design your own major, so you just pulled all the classes together that I'd already taken and pretended that was all rolled into a grand scheme. And
it's like you take all the food you ate over the last 2 years and put it in a bowl. You're like, let's name this dish.
Yeah, exactly. And it's undergrad. It doesn't really matter except for the $120,000 you put into it.
Yeah, there's that kind of thing.
So, yeah.
That's kind of unfortunate.
First one's an A, second one's an G. It is called the Doghouse, so that's close enough.
I'm in the doghouse once again. Can you believe it? I sure can. Be a few long, cold, lonely nights till I can patch it up and make things right. I saw this girl, I couldn't look away. She had this smile and was
looked in my way. Sent her a wink, but my woman she saw. Said you're picking, then she slapped my jaw. I'm in the doghouse once again. Can you believe it? I sure can. Be a few long, cold, lonely nights. It seems I forgot the switch to tape. I said, come on, doesn't master business. I'm in the doghouse once again. Can you believe it? I sure can. Be a few long, cold, lonely nights till I can patch up and make things right.
Thanks for having us here, and everybody come out to that string thing today.
And if you can't make the string thing, we'll be all over this area all weekend. We've got the Arcata Farmers Market tomorrow morning, which is a sweet gig that was handed down to us because the band that was supposed to do it couldn't make it, and we called and asked about busking at the market, and they said, well, we'll just give you the gig. So that's sweet. And then we'll be down at the Casper Inn on Sunday, and on Monday we'll be at Jambalaya.
Hold on, I gotta turn my mic. Have you played at the Casper Inn?
No. Never.
Do you know what you're in for?
No.
Oh, it's never. On. That place, legendary roadhouse, like it's like a West Coast gold mine.
Yeah, chicken wire?
I don't think there's chicken wire. I mean, the crowds are very loving. Like bands, these bands that tour from, you know, whatever, Canada to Mexico a couple times a year, that's like one of their favorite places to play, the Casper Inn. People can sleep there. They get super drunk. There's a good little sound system, and it's just a party venue. You guys are going to love that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you got more gigs. Casper, you're playing Farmer's Market tomorrow. String thing tonight. What else you got?
Jambalaya on the Monday night.
Oh, no kidding. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You guys are so good.
Don't mistake us for the Random Canyon Crawlers.
Yeah, the poster there does say Random Canyon Crawlers, which is a new one. We get a lot of...
Except no substitutes.
Mishaps, you know.
All right. Well, thank you again for being here. What are you going to send us out with, this song?
Here's an original tune called Mercy. One, two, three.
I gave it all that I had, 100%. I know you would never say the same. Well, it always takes two to make a love true. We couldn't, and you're the one to blame. And I cried mercy.
Mercy.
Stop hurting me. I think you've done enough, now leave it be. Truly a mistake. Well, you looked me in the eye.
Random Canyon Growlers. You guys, that was awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.